Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke says a new proposal from the federal government will ensure casual workers working regular hours will be able to transition into a permanent role if they want to. The government is moving ahead with further employment reform that will force employers to offer approximately 850,000 casual workers a permanent job. Workers do not have to take up the offer and can remain a casual employee to continue receiving casual loading instead of entitlements such as sick pay and holiday leave. About 19,000 people have fled wildfires on the Greek island of Rhodes, taking refuge in schools and shelters as flames threatened resorts and coastal villages. Thousands spent the night on beaches and streets during what Greece says was its biggest safe transport of residents and tourists in emergency conditions. Some 19,000 people were moved from homes and hotels as fires burning since Wednesday gathered pace, tearing through forests until the flames reached the island's southeastern coast. New South Wales police have announced a $750,000 reward for anyone with information concerning the disappearance of then-teenager Rose Howell near Coffs Harbour more than 20 years ago. Ms. Howell was last seen walking towards home in April of 2003. A 2012 coronial inquest reviewed the evidence and found it likely that the teenager had died. Her mother, Malia Howell, says her family is in desperate need of closure.
Somebody must know something. Somebody somewhere around the area where we live has got some idea of what would have happened to her.
Police say they are hunting at least one gunman after the shooting of three people in parked cars in Sydney at the weekend. Superintendent Simon Glasser says the two men and a woman were sitting in separate vehicles about 50 metres apart on the same side of the street in Greenacre when they were shot in a targeted attack on Sunday morning. He says police have no reason to believe the shooting is gang-related.
We haven't found any direct information to attribute them to any ongoing conflicts at the moment.
A new national campaign has been launched that urges Australians to register as organ donors to boost life-saving transplant rates. The number of transplants reached a high in 2018 before falling dramatically after the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Queensland Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says the national campaign is needed to boost awareness.
About 80% of us support donating our organs, yet only 30% of us are registered with Donate Life.
I'm Greg Dyett, and that's SBS News in Easy English.